The National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. is devoted to the history and culture of the native peoples of the Western Hemisphere. Since opening in 2004, the museum has put a strong emphasis on contemporary Native American life. Its latest exhibit, Vantage Point, is a perfect example. Brightly colored abstract paintings, a bronze sculpture, and a digital video are among the 31 works of art that make up the new exhibit. The works here are probably not what most visitors expect to see at the National Museum of the American Indian. Curator Rebecca Troutman says, that is a good thing.
I think that people are often surprised when they come to this museum and see an exhibition of modern or contemporary Native art. And that's, you know, something I'm hoping that this exhibition will do is to surprise and challenge people's notions of what Native American art is, what Native American artists do.
Artists like Marie Watt, a Seneca, who sews together recycled fabric, something like piecing together a quilt. She spent a Sunday at the museum enlisting the help of visitors to create a new work.
I think many hands make light work, and I always.
More than half a dozen women sat around a large table on which several pairs of blue jeans had been pinned together in a circle.
You can't go wrong on this piece.
Watt creates most of her pieces in a sewing circle, inviting everyone to help assemble the work.
You can come and go when you please, and no sewing experience is necessary. Any age person can participate. You could be 2 years old or 100, and I never take out anybody's stitches with the sewing circles, but if there's ever any kind of weak links or anything like that, I'll maybe reinforce it structurally, but everybody's stitches are really, you know, important.
In the Vantage Point exhibit, one of Watt's earlier works is prominently displayed near the entrance. In the garden, corn, beans, and squash represents three traditional foods of the Seneca people, whose homelands are in New York and Canada. The material it is made from, recycled wool blankets, also has meaning.
I started collecting these blankets, wanting to use this kind of ordinary, everyday object, but I was also really interested in how blankets are these objects in the Native community and in the Seneca community that we give away to honor people for being witness to important life events.
All of the works in the exhibit explore identity, history, culture, or landscape from a Native American perspective. That point of view is evident in some works, but not all.
I do believe that it doesn't have to look Indian to be Indian. It's the very fact that I'm a Indian making art that it becomes Indian art.
Despite that affirmation, James Luna, a Puyukichum or Luceño from Southern California, almost always creates works with a distinctly Indian viewpoint. His piece, Chapel for Pablo Tak, is an installation resembling a Spanish mission in California, complete with bench seats and an altar. The work explores the impact of Christianity on Native Americans, juxtaposing objects used during traditional Native worship alongside those used during a Catholic Mass. For example, a bundle of dried sage next to an incense burner, and a rattle made from a gourd beside bells. Curator Rebecca Troutman explains the history behind the work.
This piece is intended to honor a young man named Pablo Tak, who was from James's community, who traveled at the age of 12 in the early 19th century to Rome to study for the Catholic priesthood. He never returned home. He lived there for several years and passed away there. But he wrote a history of the missionization of the Luceño people. He also began the first dictionary and grammar of the Luceño language.
Luna says he chose Pablo Tak as the subject of this work because Tak challenges the public's preconception of Native Americans.
If you look at cultures of Native California, we were primarily hunters and gatherers. So I think people kind of walk away with that concept of, you know, us being less than. So, you know, with the inclusion of Pablo Tak, it elevates us to a whole other level. It elevates us from spear chuckers to linguists.
Known primarily as a performance artist, Luna seeks to educate the public through his art.
You know, given the opportunity, the most I can wish for would be that in people reconsidering, you know, the Native experience as they see it, that once seeing a work of mine or performance, they'll reconsider what they know.
Although other artists in the Vantage Point exhibit may not share Luna's mission, their works are a reminder that American Indian cultures are not frozen in the 19th century, but continue to evolve today. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.